Hola, ¿qué tal? Una vez más, muy buenos días.
26-year-old Yanira Garcia is a reporter at a radio station in Omaha and a graduate from UNO, and until recently was unable to get a driver's license.
A lot of people take for granted the fact that they have the privilege to have a driver's license.
Garcia saw her friends going out to bars and clubs, simple things she couldn't do.
That's when you think about, wow, I can't even have fun.
Nebraska's new law gives driving privileges to the children of undocumented immigrants. If those children are born in the U.S. before age 16, if they are enrolled in school and have no criminal record, they can now get a driver's license. Garcia was born in Mexico, but has lived in Nebraska since she was 8. Having a license opens up a new world of opportunities.
I drive to Norfolk every weekend to see my family that I probably wouldn't be able to do if I didn't have a driver's license.
Lincoln Chamber of Commerce Vice President Bruce Boyer says his organization supports the driver's license law, in part because many of those immigrants also have college degrees.
We got involved because a lot of those people are professionals. They've got other licenses. In some cases, they're licensed attorneys or licensed doctors.
Or journalists, like Garcia.
LB 623 has allowed me to have a job, as simple as that. Why? Because I am a news reporter, and as a news reporter, I need to get to places to get the story.
Nebraska's new law has allowed nearly 3,000 children of undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses. But not everyone's on board. Last May, Governor Pete Ricketts tried to veto the law, saying it would allow more than just qualified children to get licenses. Senator Lydia Brosh also opposed the law.
I do support the veto by the governor on behalf of the 4.4 million immigrants who would like to immigrate here legally.
Nebraska's lawmakers, many of them Republicans, ultimately overrode the governor's veto.
I mean, I think what it does is it improves public safety.
That's James Garza, Associate Director of Ethnic Studies at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Garza sees a positive economic impact from the law, an area where Latino immigrants are struggling. A study by Wallet Hub ranks Nebraska one of America's bottom seven states in living status of Latinos.
It was more of a need and something that we longed for.
Despite this, Garcia sees Nebraska's new law as a step in the right direction.
Something that we needed just to have a job, to get from point A to point B, to go to school, to have a peace of mind. Something that I think every resident of every state deserves.
For KRNU, I'm Evan Hummel.